Everybody buzzing here at training tonight, ahead of a big match on Saturday?
Yeah, everyone's been good. It's been a good high tempo session tonight. Obviously it was disappointing with the Swifts last night, but we got the lights working tonight. It was important to get a good session in for Saturday before the game, and obviously because it's the first home game of the season for us, a month into it. I know it sounds weird, but we treat every game as it comes, and we're looking forward to it.
Are you happy with the changing facilities here on a temporary basis for the season?
Yeah, it's decent, It's these, no disrespect to anyone else, but these changing facilities, you'd be very pleased with some of the grounds we go to. It's at the end of the day, it's about what happens out in that pitch, as it counts, no matter where you get changes to go and play football, and that's what we've got to focus on.
All the players looking sharp out on Midgley Park here tonight.
Yeah, the boys have said, I can't argue with them. We've had a good bit of time together over the weekend. They had, they worked hard, as I said. They've had a good week, and that's putting the finishing touches for the game on Saturday.
You've done your homework on Morning Point. You know how tough that's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be a very hard game. Morning Point, have two great results with Cliftonville and with Dungannon. So, they're going to come here. The pressure's going to be on us. We know that. But at the end of the day, as I say, it's a game that we'll be confident going into, and as I say, we've just got to worry about ourselves.
And Andrew Waterworth, Peter Thompson, any progress being made on the long list of injuries?
Yeah, there is progress being made, but you've got to be careful with them. You don't want to fire them in too soon. But as I say, it's something that we've got to sit down and assess and see how they feel themselves. But it's going quite well, and hopefully we'll get a couple back very soon.
Looking at the league table, after a long run of away games, we're nicely placed now with a run of home games now to come.
Yeah, definitely. But at the end of the day, because you're at home doesn't mean you're going to win football matches. We've had a good start, I think. Being away from home, sitting in there, and if all goes well, we win our games in hand. We could go joint top, but you've got to get the points on the board. But I'm clued in enough not to look at it. We're only a month into the season. We'll focus on one game at a time, and that's getting 3 points against Warren Point.
You were down at Portadown on Tuesday seeing two of our boys put on the famous green jersey.
Yeah, it's good for them. I've been there myself many a time with Northern Ireland, and it's fantastic at any age group to go and see your players represent their country. And I was lucky enough yesterday to go down and watch Steve Robinson's team down at Cumber as well, and with a few kids in the under-16s as well. So, I think it's important. And, for any player to represent their country at Linfield, it's fantastic, and it's great for the club.
Must be just really exciting for you to be able to lead our team out at a home game as the manager here on Saturday.
It is. It'll be strange, to be honest, because, I'm used to walking down that tunnel representing the country, but I've a job to do now, and whether it's with Northern Ireland or not, it's Linfield's my home. As I say, we'll focus on the game, but it'll be fantastic walking out as manager in a proud moment.
As a supporter, it must be a dream come true for you.
It will, but I won't. I don't let anything like that, take over my mind, because I've a job to do, as I said, and that's what my focus will be on, is getting the 3 points. Yes, I'm a supporter of Linfield, and everyone knows that, but I've got to put my game mind on, and as I say, that's what I'll be doing.
Seeing the training tonight, you've been getting great support from your backroom staff, Andy Todd and stuff. Has he settled in well with you?
Yeah, Toddy has, and obviously Alfie's away with the ladies at the moment, but everyone's been fantastic, from Kenny, the Moyley goat, to say Andy Kerr, my dad calls him. Big Gary's fantastic around the boys, he takes some stick. Josh, Hazy, Paul, Johnny, and even wee Sammy I bring up, because I want them involved all the time. We've got a good togetherness. The boys are giving the doc a bit of stick tonight as well, and we've had Big Johnny, the fitness coach. He's a big rugby boy, He runs like a boat. But there's a good togetherness in there with the staff. I think that's important to have everyone on your back, because, everyone will help each other. I want a tight-knit group, and I've certainly got that with the boys and with the staff.
All the supporters, the whole club, everybody is right behind you for Saturday and wishing you all the best. So give it your best shot, and we're all right behind you.
Yep, fantastic. Hopefully we'll get a good turnout, and I know the fans always will be. And as I say, we'll hopefully get the 3 points.
All the very best, Warren.
Thanks.